Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody says, well, you know, I'm a man, but I physically and sexually, I desire a man. So that's what I am. Well, that's just like a man saying, you know, there are numerous people that desire children. Did you hear me? If you apply the same logic, then you just say, well, I'm a pedophile. That's what I am. There are people that desire perversions. Are we supposed to just say, this is what I desire? So this is what I am.
No.
Huh? No. I'm a married man, but I desire another man's wife. I'm an adulterer. That's what I am. No. I said no. Amen. Our desires do not determine what we are.
Amen.
We can control our desires. Amen?
Yeah.
We can possess our bodies and control our bodies.
Yeah.
And handle our bodies in sanctification and honor.
Amen.
Amen? I've had men tell me, I know a guy I went to school with years ago. He was on his third marriage. And simple reason, because every time he saw a good looking woman that would go to bed with him, there he went. And he had an affair with this woman, and now this wife number three is ready to leave him. I can't blame her. You don't have to put up with that. I said, you don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
I'm going to say that one more time real slow. Somebody said, well, my husband won't keep sleeping with other women. You don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
Now, if the Lord deals with you and you're gracious and you want to give him another chance, okay. But you do not have to put up with that indefinitely. Well, my wife won't keep sleeping with other men. You don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Now, you do what the Lord leads you to do, but the Lord doesn't expect you or require you to put up with that. Y'all are quiet.
Yeah. Amen.
Study your Bible. See what the Bible says about it. Does the Bible say anything about that?
Yes.
The Bible makes an exception on that. He says, you know, what God has joined together, don't let man separate or put asunder. And a man is not to put away his wife. What did it say? It made an exception. What? Except for fornication. See, the Lord doesn't expect you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't forgive somebody and go on, but the Lord doesn't require you to put up with that. And so he was telling me, he said, yeah, but Brother Keith, no, he didn't say Brother Keith. He said, Keith, he said, he and I went to school years ago. He said, you saw the woman. She's gorgeous. Are you telling me if you had the chance, you wouldn't go out with her? I said, no, I wouldn't. He said, well, you're not a real man then. So this is how the world thinks.
Right.
This is how I think. I got this thinking from God, from the Word. I don't feel bad that I wouldn't run after somebody. Even if my flesh desired somebody, I don't want to think that I'm such a weak man. That I can't control my flesh. That I can't control my desires. I got the greater one inside me. And no matter how much my flesh or my eyes might want to go after something, I've got strength inside me. I can be a strong man of God.
Amen.
And control myself. Is that right? You can be a strong man of God or woman of God. Can't you? You can resist temptation. Not destroy your relationship. Not hurt your kids. Not destroy your family. Not ruin your reputation. Right? So what did he say? This is the will of God. What's the will of God? Your sanctification, your separation and your holiness. That you should abstain from fornication. How many understand by the word? You know what fornication is, don't you? That's having sex with somebody you're not married to. Is it okay?
No.
Is it ever okay?
No.
Huh?
No.
It's not okay. I don't care what the world says. The world is trying to tell us, inundating us with this through the TV and articles, that it's natural. It's okay. It is not okay.
Amen.
I mean, understand, it's not okay. You can't be a Christian and believe the Bible and believe all that stuff. No. He said, abstain from it. Stay out of it. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, his body, in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence. That's passion and lust. Even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. What's he talking about? God is the avenger of people who have affairs with their neighbors and their brothers and co-workers, spouses, and split up families. You'll be judged for that kind of thing. Because it causes terrible pain, doesn't it? People betrayed, and laying and crying in the nighttime and hurting, and children wind up without a daddy or a mama. This is pain. This is some of the worst pain that there is in the earth. And that's why the Lord says, don't do it. Not just because he wants to spoil your fun, but because the wages of sin is death. It hurts people. It kills things. Right? So, say it out loud again. I'm in control of my own desires. My desires don't define me. My identification is in Christ. That's who I am. That's what I am. Amen. So that's got nothing to do with how you feel.
Amen.
No. Even the most holy saint of God, man or woman, has found feelings or desires or thoughts that were not right and good. But you haven't sinned just because you were tempted. Did you hear me? It's not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted in all points, just like us. What's the difference? Didn't give in to it. Right? Didn't yield to the temptation, therefore didn't sin. Not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to yield to the temptation. Now, go back, please, to 1 Corinthians. Didn't have any of this in my notes tonight. But I believe it's the right way. 1 Corinthians 6. Let's back up a little bit. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6, 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Do you know what a fornicator is? We just got through talking about that, right? So that's having sex with somebody that you're not married to, male and female. Adulterer. You know what an adulterer is, right? That's people that are married, having affairs with other people that's married, or a married person having an affair with a single person, but marriage is involved. Nor effeminate. What is effeminate? And he goes on to say, abusers of themselves with mankind. You also see that similar language in Romans. He's talking about homosexuality. He's also talking about things like cross-dressing and being a transsexual and those kind of things. My heart goes out to people that are confused in these areas, because a lot of them have just not heard the truth, and they do have desires in these areas. It's very real. But what have we been talking about half the evening? Just because you have a desire, that does not mean that's what you are. Right? Desires can change. You see, people, you know, say, well, I'm a woman in a man's body. And it's a tormenting thing. It's wrecking their life. It's chewing them up inside and out. But what they don't realize is, I don't have to be a slave to this desire. Maybe you do have those desires. Maybe you do have those feelings. And it's very, very real. But the power of God can change feelings. Amen. And can change desires. Amen. That's what living by faith and walking with God's all about. Just because you feel something don't mean you say, oh, this is it. I feel like I'm going to die, so y'all get the funeral ready. No. By stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
Fight it. Resist it.
Amen.
Well, look at all these debts and look at this. I feel like I'm going under, so hey, I guess I'm just going. No, no. Fight it. Resist the feelings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Feel like I can't serve God. Yeah, but you can do all things.
Amen.
Through Christ who strengthens you.
Yeah.
It's what the faith life is all about.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, if you encounter people that are confused in these areas, don't laugh, don't judge, don't make fun. Somebody says, well, I've never even had a desire, never even had a temptation that way. Exactly. Most of you didn't get that.
Yeah.
So, well, I've never even been tempted to want another person of the same sex. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can't say. Did you hear me?
Yes.
So, you know, and sin in one area is just like sin in another.
Amen.
It's failing to obey God. It's failing to follow your heart. Don't ridicule. Don't laugh. Don't make fun. Don't judge. When people are hurting, you should care.
Yes.
When they're in torment, you should care.
Yes.
And the best thing is we got the answer.
Yes.
Amen. We've got the answer.
Yes.
Not just theory and philosophy. There's power in the good news.
Amen.
Amen. There's power in the gospel to set people free. No matter what they've been. Can God forgive a pedophile?
Yes.
And cleanse them?
Yes.
Could they still be used of God?
Yes.
Yes. A liar? A murderer? Prostitute? Homosexual? Adulterer? Makes no difference. The sin, Jesus died and paid the price for all the sins. All the sin. You might think one sin's worse than another, but that's just your thinking.
Yeah.
That's just your mentality. It's all been paid for.
Amen.
And if you'll believe and you'll receive, I don't care what you've done. I don't care what terrible depths you've sunk to. If it's Satan worship, if it's witchcraft, I don't care what it is. God will forgive you.
Amen.
He will cleanse you.
You.
He will wash you. Hallelujah. Make you righteous and holy with His own self and enable you to be used of Him and have a place of honor. Even if you've blasphemed Him and cursed Him, He'll forgive you. I said, He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Freedom from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R130. That's R130, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.